Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey lefties, yep, that's your new name now. And yep, we're doing intros. You are about to hear a sketch called Rascal, written by Adam, with special guest performances from Jackie Cation, Jason Gore, and Jeff Garlock. Lovely, hilarious, lovely people, and they all have excellent podcasts you should check out. Jackie's long-running show, The Dork Forest, features deep dives into various fandoms with comedians and guests from all walks of life. Did you like that description? I wrote it. I did not go to iTunes to see how she described her own show. I just know what it is because I am a fan, and because Adam made an appearance on The Dork Forest last year and got to talk about Star Trek. I just watched Times Squared again, my favorite episode, and all I could say is, we are the universe experiencing itself, experiencing Patrick Stewart acting, okay? Speaking of acting, which is a terrible segue, but for a good reason, other actors in this episode, Jeff and Jason, just had us on 108.9 The Hawk, a really funny improvised show parodying rock radio stations. And we got to play the villains of the main characters. Jeff also has a show we love called The Canon Cannon, co-hosted by Frank Garcia Hell, who is a frequent guest of Left-Handed Radio. It all comes full circle. Maybe we'll guilt them into having us on again. Because we're friends, and friends guilt each other into appearances. That's how it works. So thank you to all of our guests, sincerely, for your time and your talents. And thank you to our patrons for keeping us going monetarily and emotionally, which is the same thing in our society, if you haven't noticed. And now, enjoy Rascal.
Folks, I know we're all excited for the big long weekend. I'm sure everyone's looking forward to some much-needed R&R.
I can't wait. I made plans to read a whole book.
I think I'm going to go to town on a cold glass of lemonade.
We have a long weekend this weekend? That's great! What a treat.
All right, last bit of business before we log off and break for 3 days, though. We partnered with a data processing firm to help us maximize our sales for Q4, which, as you know, begins next business week. These analytics are going to help us do everything better and faster. Joanne, can you update us on the analytics in the report?
Yeah, sure. Let me just find the spreadsheet. I'm sorry. That's my dog. Do you guys hear that?
That barking?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Rascal. He's getting a little anxious because a Swiffer fell over in the kitchen and the loud noise reminded him of thunder. He's hiding and barking right now.
Can we see a picture of him?
Yes. I'll send you one for my iPad Minus.
Yeah, let's just stick to this analytics report for right now. Maybe you can send a photo of Rascal when we wrap up.
Okay, it'll only take a second. Hold on, I have photos. Hold on. Rascal! No! No barking! Rascal! No barking! You know... He doesn't like people, especially human males. He saw Carl's face on the Zoom, and now he thinks I'm talking to a man, and he's real, real mad.
I get that all the time.
Ew, aim the camera at him so we can see him.
Or can we just get a screen share of the analytics report?
Yeah, of course. Did you want me to send that after I send a TIFF of Rascal to the entire group?
Let's just focus on work.
I mean, it'll only take a second. I mean, I was just looking through all the photos of Rascal I have, but they're all blurry or ominous. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so sorry. Did you all hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Rascal opened up my curio cabinet with his dog hands and is just knocking over my collection of statuettes while making direct eye contact.
Can we maybe just...
Rascal! You have got to get out of the curio cabinet. That's not a place for you. Rascal! Don't bite on that glass giraffe with your teeth. That's mommy's! Rascal! Okay. Good boy. That's a good boy. Okay, he's better now. He dug up a human bone and is now sucking on it like a popsicle. He's fine.
Joanne.
Yeah?
Are you okay?
Yeah. Why?
It sounded like Rascal ran into the curio cabinet again.
I thought that was one of you. Was that not one of you? I thought it was Carl or Helen or Smedley.
Wasn't me.
Not me.
Wait. Who's Smedley?
Isn't Smedley here? He's in charge of computer stuff.
Joanne, we're a smartphone app design company. We're all in charge of computer stuff.
Ah, right. I'm sorry. We all do computer stuff. That's right. And maybe it's not Smedley. Smedley's the guy who landed that plane, I think. Ignore me. I'm just going to mute myself.
Joanne, it's your turn to speak.
I'm sorry. Did you hear that?
It sounded like someone smashed your wall with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, Rascal found the big sledgehammer I keep in my breakfast nook and smashed into my office wall. It just means he wants to go outside and do his business. I'm just going to take him on a quick loop around the poop block. You don't mind. Do you mind? You don't mind.
Joanne, all you have to do is forward me that document and we can end the meeting and start our long weekend.
All right. I'll send it.
Oops. I think we lost her.
Do we still have to be in the meeting?
You know what? In the interest of our collective sense of relaxation, I think we can just call it a...
She's back. I'm gonna let her in.
Joanne? Are you back?
It's Rascal.
Wow, that's a really cute dog.
Is Rascal wearing Joanne's glasses?
And one of her silk scarves.
Oh. Bad dog. No. No Zoom for dogs. No. Bad dog. No Zoom.
Oh my God, Joanne, are you bleeding?
No, you were bad. Yes, I am.
That looks pretty bad.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Rascal learned how to log me out of Zoom last year, and he likes to do it to initiate playtime. When I yelled at him for doing it now, he pushed me down the stairs and stole my identity. I mean, I'm lucky I can afford carpeted stairs, but it still hurt like hell's balls. I think one of my knees bent the opposite from normal way when I landed. Has that happened to anyone else?
Happened to my dad right after he had knee surgery.
Ow.
All right, Joanne, I hate to put it this way. You send me that document now or you're fired.
Okay, All right, boss. I got it right here. Just one sec. I got it right here.
All right, and this is a picture of Rascal. Great.
Isn't he the cutest? Wait, do you all hear that?
Yes!
Ugh, Rascal found a mariachi band and brought them into the house.
Sounds expensive.
Yeah, it is. I think he's paying them all $500 each to perform a full set in my living room.
Joanne, this is out of control.
Hard agree. I agree. He does this all the time. He likes to find bands and musicians and bring them into the house and patronize their art. He loves having little private concerts for himself. I once came home and found R.E.M. playing in my open concept kitchen. I'm lucky enough I can afford such a habitable space, but that's not what I had planned when I knocked down the wall. Thankfully, it wasn't load-bearing, so I could do it. But who expects R.E.M. in their kitchen playing music at their dog just because of that? I knocked a wall down, and thus my dog thought it was an amphitheater.
Oh my God, that's awesome!
Yeah, if you enjoy that kind of music. Peter Buck broke one of my precious moments figures with his bass playing, and he still hasn't apologized.
Joanne, just tell us what's in the analytics report so we can go home.
First of all, you are home. Chill. But okay, anyway, according to our recent customer data report, it says right here we should focus on bark, 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 bark. Oh, jeez, Rascal! Rascal, did you use my computer to create a website for a fake data analysis firm? Did you cold email our boss offering data-driven solutions to software companies? Did you put me on the analytics team so that I would have to read this report in front of everyone? Bad dog. Bad dog. Bad Rascal. I'm sorry, he's such an alpha. He likes to commit business fraud to assert his dominance, and also, he steals food directly from plates. They're exactly the same.
Left-Handed Radio is an eclectic narrative podcast produced by Adam Bozarth and Anna Rubinova. Comedy love partners making content for fun. To learn more, go to lefthandedradio.com.